Five transgender players dominate Toronto Women's Collegiate Volleyball Competition. By Olivia Rondo on February 7, 2024. A women's collegiate volleyball game in Toronto, Canada, became a sausage fest when press covering the match revealed that five players were actually biological males who identify as transgender. Rebel News reporters attended the January 24 competition between the Centennial Colts and the Seneca Sting after receiving a tip that multiple transgender athletes were playing amongst the women, discovering that the males were definitely the dominant players on the court. Shocking video footage captured by the news outlet shows that three males were playing for Seneca College, while two were playing for Centennial College. "The male players were always on the court," reporter David Menzies said in the video posted to YouTube. "So you have biological female substitutes just sitting on the bench for the entire game. Watch video here, warning, explicit language." The video shows the trans players spiking the ball at high speeds, sending female players diving to the ground. Seneca, the team with more male players, won three out of the five matches. Centennial was just outmanned, Menzies pointed out. While Rebel News was viewing and recording the event, security officers attempted to obstruct their camera and ask them to leave the Centennial premises. Menzies stood his ground and began questioning the transgender players on why they were taking away a real women's spot. As the outlet reported, scholarships are available to the collegiate athletes and could have been given to the male players who dominated the game. Related video: "We effing hate you." Transgender activists meltdown over Riley Gaines' appearance in Wisconsin. Centennial athletic trainer Kaylin Fraser attempted to block the camera crew from reporting, yelling in Menzies' face, "You're not allowed over here." The reporter went on to accuse the complicit trainers, coaches, and security staff of aiding and abetting these gender-bending grifters. The head coach of Centennial's women's volleyball team, Andrew Mallory, claimed he's not allowing males to play on his team when questioned by Menzies. An attendee of the game became enraged at Rebel News' questions about the transgender athletes and unleashed a hateful rant against the crew. "Why are you transphobic?" he asked Menzies, before saying, "I hope you can go rot in hell, you fucking white piece of shit. Want to go fight?" The provocateur continued, accompanied by two others who appear to be trans-identified males. He continued on to call Menzies a fucking retard. According to Rebel News' inside source, biological males have caused two major head injuries suffered by female volleyball players in the Ontario Colleges Athletic Association, OCAA, in recent months. The first injury, on November 12, 2023, was a concussion caused by CL Valoria, who plays the middle position for Centennial College, the insider said. During a game at Centennial College versus Lausite Collegiate, Valoria attacked the ball with heavy force and hit a Lausite volleyball player in the head. Related video: Gavin Newsom laughs at parents' concerns about transgender notification policy. The second injury occurred on January 22 when Seneca's Franz Largadas left a Lausite Collegiate player with a concussion by hitting her in the head with a ball at heavy force. In the 2022-23 season, Franz was listed on the Seneca College men's volleyball team roster and is now on the women's volleyball team roster this year, the source said. In both instances, the players had to be substituted off the court. Although injuries do occur in the sport, the sheer force of a man's volleyball attack is much more powerful than one of a biological women's force. Currently, there are six transgender men in the ACA, five of which are not on any gender-affirming hormone therapy or have not had surgical gonad removal. There is no current policy in the ACA that is listed publicly on their website about eligibility of transgender women. Red Bull News attempted to confront Largadas and Valoria post-game, as well as other trans players Zara Tellen, Jess Garcia, and Jacques Ronquillo, to no avail. In an ironic ex post made after the game, Centennial College commemorated National Girls and Women's in Sport Day on Wednesday.